Salaries and health insurance benefits. That's the short answer. But it's a more complex story than that, so now here's the long answer. In February of 2017, the district and KEA met for the first time to negotiate a new contract. The old one expired at the end of that fiscal year. That would be in June. KEA Vice President Sarah Campbell says the two bargaining teams had several meetings, and in August, they came up with a tentative agreement.
And in this case, the KEA team brought it back to the certified staff, which would be teachers, and we held a vote, and the TA was rejected.
Campbell says she's not allowed to tell by what margin it was rejected, but she can say why. They informally polled union members after the vote.
They felt that it would not actively help to recruit and retain teachers for our district and would not provide our students with the best teachers that they needed for the classrooms in Ketchikan.
So she says from KEA's perspective, the previous negotiations were null and void and the whole process was starting fresh, including a brand new negotiating team. The district also provided a new negotiating team, but Superintendent Robert Boyle says it's not clear to him that they started fresh.
One part of rejecting a tentative agreement is to inform the other side what the precipitating events are of that rejection so that you can get back to negotiations. And we're unclear about what that was.
Boyle says the district also has still not received a formal notice that the tentative agreement was rejected. But they could and did meet again. Campbell says they talked in December about ground rules, how to negotiate, and then met again in January to finalize those rules and start negotiations. It wasn't productive. Here's Boyle.
We were unable to agree on how to talk about negotiation.
Campbell has a different take. She says they were almost 90% done with ground rules in December.
The main kind of stumbling block was over open negotiations or no open negotiations. And there was some question about what could be said in open session at a school board meeting. And KEA has nothing to hide. KEA favors open negotiations.
Campbell adds that there hasn't been much progress with their closed negotiations so far, so maybe opening them up would help. Backing up a little, despite the lack of ground rules, which aren't required, the two sides exchanged new proposals in February of this year. The districts included the first year's portion of the rejected tentative agreement. The first year of the contract would be this fiscal year, which is about to end. Boyle says the budget for this fiscal year can't accommodate what the teachers are asking for.
The spreadsheet shows what is asked for in the first year of what KEA has presented. And it's $1,700,000 for this school year.
A huge part of that is the health insurance request, which includes a requirement that the district pull the health insurance reserve fund out of an approximately $500,000 deficit and then add more money to provide a fund surplus of at least $500,000. The district's health insurance program is self-funded. The district and employees put money into one big pool that pays for claims. Campbell says that fund has been mismanaged by the district.
If you go back all the way to 2009, almost 10 years, a decade, the district has been running a deficit in the health insurance reserve fund.
And while the fund is at a less than $400,000 surplus, the district has management control. It has to get to at least $500,000 in the black for a committee of district employees, not just teachers, to control the fund. Until then, the committee is advisory only. Boyle, though, says the fund balance changes regularly based on what claims have come in. It has mostly been in a deficit, he says, but sometimes it's in the black for a while. Boyle adds that the deficit was much worse years ago and has slowly been climbing out of that hole.
We've had various degrees of success, and again, it goes back to unexpected consumption. But the annual report year to year has gone from that million plus deficit to 400,000.
Teachers also are asking for an increase in the district's contribution to health insurance and a raise in base pay. Campbell says those requests are the result of concern over the future of the district. She says Ketchikan's salary schedule is not competitive with other Alaska schools.
It's really important if we want the best educators in our classrooms of Ketchikan, we need to make sure that we actually have a compensation package that attracts these teachers to our community.
The big question is, can the district afford it? KEA says yes. Campbell says the district has about $4 million available through its reserves and other revenue sources. Boyle, though, says no. He says some of the items KEA included in the $4 million figure are spread out over several years, like federal secure rural schools funding, and are subject to change. There's also concern from the school board about reliable state funding. Boyle says the borough's education reserve fund is meant as an emergency backup in case other funding falls short. It's also not readily available to the school district.
So anytime you go below a $2 million standing amount requires a supermajority vote by the borough assembly. So it's not like the borough can write a check and cash it.
Boyle says the union's requests might be more doable if they're spread out over the course of a 3-year contract rather than a big expense in the first year. He adds that teachers have had pay increases. The last contract, the one that expired last summer, offered a raise in base pay each year, and the current district proposed contract also offers a base pay raise of about $400 per year compared to the 2.8% increases proposed by the union. Boyle stresses that is on top of pay increases most teachers get as they build seniority. A common refrain heard during public comment at Ketchikan school board meetings is that teachers feel disrespected by the district's negotiating team and the board. Boyle says he does respect teachers and feels the district's contract and commitment to instructional spending reflects that.
It keeps me up at night that people would feel that way. It's a tremendous teaching staff we have. We're really good, and I value their work a great deal. So how to address that, I don't know. When I know, I will certainly want to, because I want them to feel the respect that they are due.
Campbell agrees that the school system in Ketchikan is wonderful. She says KEA wants to keep it that way.
We're the only game in town, and our kids deserve this type of education and quality teachers.
The two sides meet again on Monday and Tuesday. They all say they hope to make progress. But if not, either side could declare an impasse. That would lead to non-binding arbitration. If that also fails, the union could consider a strike. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.